It's my pleasure to introduce our guest speaker, Chris Mackey, this evening. Now, just a little bit of Chris's bio, please. Chris is a counselling psychologist and fellow of the Australian Psychology Society. His 40 years psychotherapy experience in public and private health settings. He's the principal psychologist at Chris Mackey and Associates, his private psychology practice in Geelong. He was previously the senior clinical psychologist at the Geelong Hospital and at the Heidelberg Repatriation Hospital, where he helped establish a group program for Vietnam War veterans. Chris is particularly interested in optimistic approaches to mental health and has regularly promoted positive psychology to the general public since 2004 through free public talks, newspaper articles in the Geelong Advertiser, frequent local radio segments, and the national television wellbeing show, Destination Happiness. He's the author of the book, The Positive Psychology of Synchronicity, Enhance Your Mental Health with the Power of Coincidence. This book, I've written a recommendation to put on my manifesto site, and there is also a blog featuring a synchronistic experience. Justin and I are very grateful, Chris, and honoured that you have agreed to speak to us this evening. I invite you to do so now.
Well, thank you very much, Sue and Justin, for inviting me to talk about the notion of an authentic life, or as you put it earlier, Sue, connecting with your authentic self. I suppose I'll bring up some different thoughts or observations that to me put that in something of a context. What is an authentic life? And many people here would be familiar with principles of positive psychology, where people might talk about having an engaged life or having a meaningful life, the importance of finding purpose and meaning. That comes up in many ways in our culture. For example, Nietzsche said that a person who has a why can bear with almost any how. It partly helps our resilience, our direction. But how else do we think of this? And I often come back to a notion that Carl Jung used called individuation. So what's individuation? It's basically about being most fully ourselves. One aspect of that is being real, accepting the many sides of ourselves, including we have a shadow side. We don't have to be up in our emotions all the time. We can have many different facets to our character. Some of them might be somewhat contradictory in ways, but living a full life is partly looking to help become more integrated over time, developing ourselves more as individuals, individuation. So he referred to this using the idea of an acorn theory. Nice little metaphor. Acorn, under the right conditions, can grow to be a majestic oak tree. So this notion that all of us have a seed within us to be our own particular oak tree, magnificent oak tree. Now, this is actually an ancient concept shared by many cultures, probably most cultures at some level, if not all. The Romans spoke of genius, but they weren't actually meaning very intelligent. By genius, they meant people having a certain life direction that would optimally suit them. It was a bit like the idea of having one's own personal guardian spirit, if you like, to look to help you be on the right path for you. The Greeks used the term daimon to get at the same idea. And so in our culture, we might speak in terms of destiny. More creatively, Carlos Castaneda referred to a path with a heart, finding that life direction that most suits us. But how do we do that? Easier said than done, is so clear from so many young adults, not just those leaving school, but it might be people who've done a course at university. It'd be many people around midlife, 40 years of age, give or take 2 or 3 years. Many people are going through a revision in their life then. Who am I? What am I on about? As people consider their mortality more in different ways. It's natural at times to feel somewhat unsettled by those questions, but that can have a positive purpose in helping us then look to focus, further. I must admit, one of my favourite ways personally in my life and what I witness with a number of other people sometimes of finding life direction is synchronicity or meaningful coincidences. It seems to me from hearing stories from not just clients but friends, certainly in my own life, often especially in times of transition or where someone has some kind of emotional need or challenge, it can be quite remarkable how coincidences come up in a certain way, nudges someone's life in a certain direction that can feel meant to be. And personally, I must admit, experiencing meaningful coincidences, especially more profound ones, can be, I think of it like a tick from the universe of being on the right track. Often it has that you look back and you see how things have turned out well as a result of that. But there also could be negative things that happen. But you look back on those experiences and you think, well, wait a minute, in the context of my life, that had some benefit. So other notions that come up like that, actually my grandmother, I think, put it very well. She said that life is like a jigsaw puzzle. The longer you live, the more you see the jigsaw puzzle pieces fall into place. Or another comment by Joseph Campbell, the American mythologist. He said that many people might be wondering, how am I meant to live? What kind of path am I meant to be on? And later on, they find out that the path that they are on is the path that they are meant to be on all along. Now, they might be somewhat comforting ideas in some way, but along the way, naturally, we can face challenge. We can feel lost. We can be finding it very difficult to see the future, we might feel a bit disconnected from ourselves. And so that's where it helps to have other ways of giving us direction. And I think the field of positive psychology generally gave something very powerfully worthwhile, particularly with the character strengths, which Justin and Sue are very familiar with and integrate in your work, in my manifesto. But I think that's a wonderful way to some extent of operationalizing destiny. If we can find those characteristics that are the best in us, that we most strongly relate to, that we can call on most readily, then that's likely to help us achieve in different kind of ways. It's likely to help us be more resilient at times of being challenged. It's a way of finding our way. And just as an aside, when I had a chance of meeting Martin Seligman, fortunately arranged by Geelong Grammar, when a number of people could go to his presentations, I mentioned to him, I like the way that the character strengths operationalized destiny. It's a practical way of helping find your way, that path. I was surprised because he said, I believe in destiny. A number of people will have heard Martin Seligman describe a number of, if you like, almost more spiritual, mystical kind of notions, but that wasn't common for psychologists 15 or 20 years ago. Psychology is often focused so much on the rational or what seems logical. Too much of mental health care is looking at how can we reduce depression, how can we reduce anxiety, as opposed to how we can amplify, find and amplify what's most uplifting. And I think that's where my manifesto comes in. It sometimes helps to have a practical tool that can help focus your attention. And as you describe, Sue and Justin, that way of looking to help people get clarity, help people focus, help people be inspired. That's very much about looking to help people find their path with a heart, help people find their daemon, their genius. So I think that you're placing your work in a wonderful and very, very long tradition, but I think also you're putting your own unique take on it, well integrated with positive psychology, which is no surprise given your backgrounds. Like Justin, certainly one of the most learned positive education experts, for example, bringing that to this work. Sue, you're just an exquisite listener. I know when we met recently, the way you describe stories about people's experience, it really shows your interest and being an exquisite listener. And I think also clearly both of you come from a position of coming from a position of your heart as well. That's always struck me with your work, Justin, with all that you do. And I think that puts your venture on a very strong footing, and I certainly wish you the best from here, and I look forward to hearing more stories about how my manifesto unfolds.